Okay, the obsession with struggling year after year, asking for justice and equality, has caused many African Americans and others away from the voting polls. They see no use. They hear the same talk, same issues. There is a moral conscience that is not operating for some Americans. They are the persons who keep speaking about the original intent of the Constitution. At that time in history, women nor were slaves considered we the people. They are the first three words in the preamble of 1787. The moral principles against slavery was comprised. It appears in 218, and in the past, many beliefs in freedom, justice, fairness are comprised at the expense of severe poverty. Unjust criminal punishments, unfair applications of laws and sentencing and legislative oppression. The Constitution had to be amended several times because it did not have any concerns for most of the population. The Constitution does not encompass our needs. Africans were enslaved by law. Africans were emancipated by law, disenfranchised and segregated by law. And we have gained some progress by law. Along the way, new constitutional principles have emerged to meet the challenge of a changing society. The present political agenda is to take back all the constitutional gains. The theme of the Republican regime is state rights, which means the poor is at the mercy of whomever is in power in that state, and the federal government will stay out of the business of the states. America has always been separate, divided. There is a need for the African-American community to look within for change. We are losing so many lives to early death, imprisonment, ignorance, and hopelessness. The schools are doing a great job in not educating our young. A new voice and a new message is the only solution to poverty, massive imprisonment, unjust, unfair legislative laws, and inequality in administrative justice. Thank you for listening to my essay.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.